You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Shulman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for this episode. Today, we'll be talking about the effects of thyroidectomy, which is surgery to remove the thyroid, and the effects that it has on your weight and losing weight after thyroid surgery. People who have a thyroidectomy for Graves' disease or hyperthyroidism are well acquainted with having a hyperactive or overactive thyroid. But once you wake up from surgery, you immediately develop the opposite problem, a hypoactive or underactive thyroid. The treatment options are entirely different in both conditions, as are the symptoms. And when it comes to changes in your weight, you may be surprised at what can happen once you start taking thyroid medication. First, let's talk about thyroidectomy itself. A thyroidectomy is a surgery where the thyroid gland is partially or entirely removed. Thyroidectomy is used to treat thyroid disorders like thyroid cancer, goiter, which is a non-cancerous enlargement of your thyroid, or an overactive thyroid known as hyperthyroidism. How much of the thyroid gland is removed during thyroidectomy depends on the reason for surgery. Suppose you only require a partial thyroidectomy where only part of the thyroid is removed. In that case, your thyroid may still work normally after surgery. If you need a total thyroidectomy where your entire thyroid gland is removed, you will develop hypothyroidism for sure. This condition requires treatment with thyroid hormone replacement medication to support your thyroid's natural function. The thyroid is sometimes referred to as the body's powerhouse because it regulates metabolism. Its primary purpose is to make and secrete thyroid hormones, which then tell cells how to use and store energy. Hypothyroidism is characterized by a general slowing of your body's systems. So some of the symptoms of hypothyroidism reflect that slowdown and can include weight gain or difficulty losing weight, fatigue and lethargy, and sometimes straight out exhaustion, constipation, cold intolerance or feeling cold when everyone else is hot, an irregular or sometimes slow heartbeat, depression, and irregular menstrual periods. When it comes to thyroid cancer, most thyroid cancers are curable, especially if they haven't metastasized to other parts of the body. The goal of treatment for thyroid cancer is usually to remove or destroy as much of the cancer as possible to prevent it from growing, spreading, or returning. If you have thyroid cancer, you'll want to work with your cancer treatment team to choose a treatment plan that considers the type and stage of cancer and your overall health. Some of the treatment options for thyroid cancer include thyroidectomy, radioactive iodine treatment, also known as RAI, external beam radiation therapy, chemotherapy, and targeted drug therapies. When it comes to hyperthyroidism, there are also several treatment options. You'll want to work with your healthcare provider to determine the best options to treat your overactive thyroid based on your age, medical history, current health, underlying causes, and the severity of the situation. The treatments for hyperthyroidism can include radioactive iodine therapy, again RAI, antithyroid medications, beta blocker medications, and thyroidectomy or surgery. Just an aside here, Paloma Health focuses exclusively on hypothyroidism and believes that hyperthyroidism is best treated in person. Since Paloma Health uses telemedicine and virtual visits, they can't take your blood pressure or heart rate, which is very critical to monitor in the case of hyperthyroidism. So, back to thyroidectomy. The risks of thyroidectomy include damage to your vocal cords and parathyroid glands. Additionally, after thyroidectomy, most people need lifelong treatment with thyroid medication. If your parathyroid glands are also removed, you'll need medication to keep your blood calcium levels normal. Now, does thyroidectomy affect your weight? Absolutely. Your weight will likely change after you have a thyroidectomy. Because you will have hypothyroidism after your thyroid gland is removed, many thyroid patients assume they will experience weight gain. However, this is not always the case. Yes, some people will see their weight slightly increase, but weight may remain unchanged, and a subset of people even lose some weight. Unusual changes in your weight can occur after surgery if you are on the incorrect dose of thyroid hormone replacement medication, and this is key. People with hypothyroidism need to take thyroid hormone replacement medications to replace the hormone that's no longer being made by the thyroid. Finding that correct dose to balance your thyroid levels can be challenging, however, and it often requires titration or adjustments over several weeks or even months before you land on the dose that's best for you. If your dose is too high, you can actually create a hyperthyroid state because too much medication is in your system, so you may find that you lose weight. Likewise, if your dose is too low, you will often gain weight after a thyroidectomy. How do you find that right dose of thyroid medication? Because as you can see, finding that dose is paramount. Not only can the wrong dose affect your weight, but it can throw off just about every system in your body. Regular thyroid function tests will be required after you have a thyroidectomy. These tests will measure your TSH, T3, and T4 levels. Your doctor may also check other labs depending on why you had the thyroidectomy in the first place, and also monitor for other complications like damage to the parathyroid glands. You will also need to test your thyroid function periodically once you are on the correct dose of medication. In addition, certain factors may require you to change your dose, such as significant changes in your weight, pregnancy, and some other health conditions, and starting or stopping certain medications. Working with a physician specializing in hypothyroidism who understands different thyroid medication options is extremely helpful, as not all people tolerate and thrive on the same type of thyroid medication. What are some additional steps you can take to manage your weight after a thyroidectomy? Well, taking the correct dose of thyroid medication is key to being at a healthy weight after thyroidectomy. However, medication's not the only thing you should do to keep your weight in check. You should be getting regular exercise. Having hypothyroidism sometimes means it's harder to get moving, but moderate exercise several times a week is important for keeping your body and mind healthy. If joint or muscle pains or fatigue are getting in the way of your exercising, it may be time to check your thyroid hormone levels. You'll also want to eat a nutritious diet. What we put in our bodies certainly impacts how it performs. A diet high in sugar and unhealthy fats will surely slow you down and make you unwell. However, getting plenty of protein, healthy fats, whole grains, fruits, and vegetables can ensure that you get the macronutrients and micronutrients you need to feel good and stay healthy. You also want to limit your stress. Stress is often a silent cause of weight gain and weight loss. If you discover that you're experiencing unexpected changes in your weight, it may be time to evaluate your stress load and make changes. Here's a note from Paloma Health. Suppose you're new to hypothyroidism after treating hyperthyroidism with thyroidectomy, or you generally struggle with thyroid-related weight issues. In that case, our thyroid physicians are ready to help you find an answer. Our doctors take a holistic approach to treating the thyroid and collaborate with thyroid nutritionists to help you achieve a healthy weight. That's it for today's episode. A quick FYI, all of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a Paloma member with the discount code PODCAST. The links, terms, and conditions can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Showman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.